Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm the FOAT. Aaron Brown isn't here this week. He's probably gearing up for this Halloween weekend. So I'll be here for an hour and a half today until 1:30, spinning punk rock and hardcore and noisy stuff that will probably piss off your parents. So, yeah, I got a lot of new records last weekend. I went to the Community Outreach Festival in Phoenix, Arizona. It was a great time. Bands like Masquerade, Laudanum, Warmaster, Mundo Muerto, Stagnation, Rotozaza, and yeah, a lot more. It was a really good time. It was really awesome to get out there into the burning hot sun and yeah, get really, really rip-roaring drunk. It was good times. Anyways, I just started the show off with the Ramones off of the Leave Home LP, which is a very underrated Ramones album, with song Commando. And after that, you heard Broken Patterns off their self-titled 7-inch with the song called Symptoms. That's a new record Gus from Mundo Muerto put out, and he gave it to me last weekend, and it's pretty badass. Anyway, yeah, let's keep the rock and roll pumping. I know it's Halloween weekend, and a lot of DJs on CITR and I don't know, pretty much every radio station is doing Halloween themes, but I decided against it because I got a lot of really awesome hardcore punk, and I'd rather play that than a bunch of joke songs, so you can forget about hearing the Misfits today on this radio show, Generation Annihilation. But instead, you will hear the band Peligro Social off of their split with TV Evangelists. The song's called Slava Me.
Yeah.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audiopile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
That was from New York, the infamous Crazy Spirit, off of their brand new 7-inch on Mata La Musica Discos. That's Gus from Mundo Muerto's record label. This is the second press that I luckily just got. I think it's out of print already. I don't know what it is about Crazy Spirit, but people go bananas over getting their records and they become pretty rare and pretty hard to find pretty fast. So if you find a Crazy Spirit 7-inch, like the I'm Dead one that I just played, then snag it, get it, and don't sell them on eBay because then you'd be a scumbag. But anyways, starting off that set was Peligro Social off of the split 7-inch with TV Evangelists. It came out a couple of years ago, and I just didn't even know about it until I actually saw it in a distro, and Peligro Social, one of the better bands of the early or mid 2000s that came out of the Bay Area. After that, you heard Ultimo Resorte, an old Spanish band from the 80s, off the Post Mortem LP. I believe that came out in 1983. I could be wrong. so don't quote me on that. But early 80s, Spanish punk rock, female fronted, just got reissued on Radical 1977 Records, which is out of Madrid. So yeah, try to find that. I don't know of any distros or stores in town that'll have it, but I know a Rusted Machine out of Seattle carries it. So yeah, Google search that stuff, try to find it. It's really good, awesome punk from Spain. After that, you heard Brand New Perdition. God, I love that band. And for anyone who's tuning in, who has tuned into me doing Generation Annihilation here on CITR, then you know that Perdition is up there in one of my favorite current hardcore punk bands. You heard the song Wrath, and I believe it's self-released. There's no label information. Oh, no, it's off of Toxic State, which I think is run by someone from Perdition. So anyways, yeah. Ending the set off with Crazy Spirit with the song I'm Dead off the I'm Dead, I'm Dead 7-inch. Let's keep the train rolling here. Let's move over to some Scandinavian hardcore, because we all know that's my favorite kind of music, I guess you can say. So, yeah, without further ado, here is my favorite Norwegian band of all time, Svart Framtid.
Someone else, no time to face any use. You can't go around yet, but I'll be the first thing. spotted up. They tried to make it quicker than they did. Stop telling lies. Show yourself from the inside. Start asking why. Show yourself from the inside. Stop telling lies. Listen to me, if I can't proceed, fighting each other, it's not even right. Blind is blinded, we're all jumping, we love making losers, we only make lies. They don't suffer that, no fighter, it's only news. Kick out the ranger, who needs the first piece? No fighter, it's time to make it, it's pretend to danger. Stop telling lies. We destroy yourself from the inside. Start asking why. We destroy yourself from the inside. Stop telling lies. We destroy yourself from the inside. Stop asking why. We destroy yourself from the inside.
That was the mighty Totalitar from Sweden with the song. I'm not sure. It's off the split with Autolitar or something like that from Germany. Yeah, starting off that set, you heard Spart Frampted off the reissue of the 1984 EP. Brilliant, brilliant hardcore with Religious Terror. After that, you heard Banalist, also from Norway, off their 7-inch. first track. It's titled Det Begynner å Bli Sent, or something like that, something Norwegian. After that, the band that Banalist would later form, So Much Hate, off the How We Feel LP, with a song called Blinded. After that, Mob 47, a brand new reissue of the Hardcore Attack demo tape, but it's pressed as a 7-inch on the Hardcore Survives label out of Japan, So From Age, his record label, which is putting out a lot of amazing stuff lately. If you can get your hands on anything that Hardcore Survives puts out, do it, check it out. And yeah, Mob 47, I guess they just got back from a tour of Japan, and it went pretty well, apparently. Them and Desperat did a 10-day tour or something, and I was looking at some of the dates and some of the bands they were playing with, and yeah, I got really bummed out that I live in Canada and not Japan, where I can see Frampted any time I want. Well, anytime they play, I guess. Anyways, ending that set was Totalitar, as I mentioned before. What do I have lined up for you here? I can't even remember. Hang on. Okay, this is, speaking of Totalitar, it's a new band with this singer, Poffin. It's called Macabert Find. They just did a West Coast tour in the summertime, and I totally missed them, and I totally regret it. I just got this brand new, well, I don't think it's brand new now, but it's a split LP with Glomda, also from Sweden. And yeah, I haven't had a good chance to bond with this record because my turntable at home is kind of pooched, and it doesn't really play 45s very well. So yeah, this is pretty much new to you and new to me. So here we go on Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM. This is Macabert Find.
ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
On October 15th, come out to Chad Van Galen live in concert. The Rum Diary will run October 28th through the 31st. And don't forget about all the great Halloween-themed movies that run at midnight each Friday night.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
For more information, visit riotheater.ca.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
And we're back on Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. www.citr.ca. And I'm here just plain hardcore punk as usual. I'm the Fote, and I forgot to mention, if you want to call and make a request, do it. It's 604 UBC CITR. I see someone's calling now, but obviously I can't answer because I'm talking to you, so call back later, dude. Okay, let's talk about what I just played. I think we started the set off with Macabert Find out of Sweden. Members of Totalitar playing hardcore punk. It's pretty badass. After that, Chromosome off of their split 7-inch with Easterismo. This was released for their Japanese tour with Easterismo. And yeah, it looks like it was a pretty badass time. And Hardcore Survives, I talked about this label earlier. They put this out. And yeah, it's a rager, as you could probably tell by the song I played from Chromosome. After that, you heard Moderate Liquidation off the Nitad 7-inch with the title track Nitad, classic Swedish hardcore. After that, Easterismo off of the aforementioned split 7-inch with Chromosome. You heard the song Futuro. Easterismo are pretty awesome. They're a Japanese hardcore band that sings in Italian. And I don't know, some people compare them to great Italian bands like Crashbox or, you know, like Wretched, Indigesti. But I don't know. I don't really see it, but I don't know. They sing in Italian, so there you go. It's pretty badass stuff. After that, I played three tracks off of the Truncheons demo tape, just because it's that good. And I've been meaning to play it for on the show for a while, and just realized our tape player here at CITR is fixed. So, expect more demos as I host Generation Annihilation in the future. I highly recommend getting this demo tape. It's Janik, the singer from After the Bombs, and Matt from After the Bombs, and I believe two people from the band Contempt, if you remember them. At least Jamie from Contempt is in the band. And it's a raging demo. Seek it out. Check it out. After that, you heard another Montreal band, Illegal, who unfortunately broke up. But at least they put out a second 7-inch, and the song I played off of that was Rabia. And I believe that was self-released. I'm not sure who put it out. I know Linguada Armada put out the first 7-inch, but I think it was someone else for this time around. Anyways, let's get back to some rock and roll, or some punk and hardcore. This is a band called Varaus SS. They broke up in 2007, but they were around for 4 years. And my buddy Kid from Cincinnati, Ohio. No, somewhere out there. I don't know. Somewhere in the Midwest. He does a label called Canton Crasher, and he just put out the 10-inch discography of this Finnish worshiping Japanese band. So, let's check it out. This track is off of the third demo that they put out. It's called Vapis here on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. Podríamos estar y empezar los cables silenciosos y ese poco que ha pasado. Inventando en silencio que el cable del pinocho lo ha liberado. Pero el tiempo es único en hoy. Yo no sé de más, no podemos la gritar. Llama a Martín a Argentina, ahora no le dinero, liberemos toda. Thank you.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Yeah.
And that was Death Charge out of Portland, Oregon, off of the relatively new Love Was Born to an Early Death LP. Yeah, that's some pretty dark, gothy kind of stuff. So, yeah, I guess I am kind of playing some Halloween-esque kind of music today. Yeah, check out that LP. It's on Whispers in Darkness, I believe. No, Unseen Forces. I don't know who does that label or anything about it, but yeah, it's a great record. I've been listening to it a lot. Starting off the set was Varouse SS from Japan, who broke up back in 2007. But luckily, this 10-inch of the band just came out a couple months ago, thanks to Kid from Canton Crasher. You heard the song Vapis. After that, speaking of Canton Crasher, they released this record in conjunction with Charged Distorted Records out of here. Yeah, I'm plugging myself, whatever. You heard Mundo Muerto off of their brand new LP. It just came out like 2 weeks ago. It's called Entra la Chaos, and the song title is called Ni Dios Ni Patrio, or Patria, I don't know, sorry. I don't speak Spanish at all. If there's any Spanish people listening, sorry, Gus, if you're tuned in. Anyways, after that, you heard Crashbox, an old Italian hardcore band. It's a reissue LP that's pretty much following from 1981 to 1984. Great record. You heard the song Vivi, which is off of the Vivi EP that came out in like 81, I think. After that, you heard brand new Unlearn, local boys who recently broke up right before this LP even came out. I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, so that was brand new to me. You heard the song Compliance. I really hope that Sam starts singing in another hardcore punk band, because his lyrics are pretty awesome, just really, really punk and witty and smart. I don't know. It's really good. That's probably my favorite part about Unlearn. It's kind of a bummer they broke up, but Todd, the guitar player, has a new band, and they're playing the Elf House, I believe, on November 4th with Big Crux from Seattle and, I don't know, a couple other bands. Yeah. What did we hear after that? We heard Skeleton from Winnipeg. Off of their LP, No Fire in a Desolate Land, you heard the song Way of Hell. That was another band that played at the Community Outreach Festival in Phoenix last weekend. And yeah, unfortunately, only made it through two songs until the drummer got up and started a fight with the bass player. It was quite the spectacle to see. I kind of wish I could have seen them play more D beats rather than beating each other up, but it was still pretty punk nonetheless. After that, ending the set was Death Charge. And yeah, I have no idea what the name of the song is, because they didn't label any of the song titles. It's pretty dark and obscure and goth of them, I guess. Anyways, I got about 20 minutes left here on Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9. So let's get back into the music. Speaking of Community Outreach Fest that happened last weekend in Phoenix, this band totally blew me away. Total bolt thrower worship. I'm not as into heavy metal as I once was, but this record is still pretty mind-blowing nonetheless. This is War Master off the Thrones of Tyranny EP, and the song is called Undead War Machine Punk. We'll be right back.
Christ, rise, Mr. Martin. Rise to fight. Rise to fight. Reach that way to the gods, for the ancient languages from the dark, for the terror, cries of display. The need of fear does not stop this, it is eternal. Seeking fire, we'll say it's a place still, consider it a sun, all armies destroyed, no left to run, driven by voice, it doesn't stop this, it is eternal. Fear awake of complete torment. All ancient fires of hell. It's still set all in its path. Skulls we crush. Skin petrified. All armies considering this truth. The beast stopped. Lights of flare like seeds. Undead war. Undead war. Undead war.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Stop! 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 St
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Interceptor!
That was Laudanum. I kind of cut it short because who wants to listen to boring doom metal on a punk rock show? Sorry about that. Anyways, that song was called Transfiguration. It's off the split LP with Stormcrow. Yeah, I guess I played them because they played in Phoenix, Arizona last weekend for the Community Outreach Fest. And they kind of blew me away. In a way, they played right after Masquerade and just moted everyone out, and it was pretty cool. And yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm getting into the stoner crap lately, so that fits in perfect. Laudanum. Before that, you heard Masquerade off of their latest LP that came out a couple months ago with a couple songs. Because they're so short, I don't have time to, you know, queue up another record. So I played two of them. One of them was Alive and Thriving, which is about punk rock in Vancouver and the world. And yeah, punk is alive and thriving these days. I'm pretty stoked on it. So yeah, as you can tell by all the bands I played today. Before that, you heard Stagnation from Phoenix, Arizona, off their only 7-inch Interceptor. Great band, and I'm glad they're still playing. Before that, Rhoda Zaza, also from Phoenix, Arizona, with They Live off the They Live We Sleep 7-inch that took forever to come out, but I'm glad it did because, yeah, I've had the tape version of that for like a year and a half, so I'm stoked that it's actually on vinyl now. Before that, you heard the Bolt Thrower Masters themselves, War Master, out of Houston, Texas, with a song called Undead War Machine. And yeah, I only have a couple minutes left here on Generation Annihilation on CITR. So I don't know, I guess I'll just play one more song coming out. And yeah, it is Halloween weekend. Halloween's a pretty awesome little holiday, probably the only one worth actually celebrating. So yeah, I wasn't going to do it, but I think I'm going to have to do it. Here are the Misfits, and yeah, we'll see you next week. Shut up!